And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we're talking today with John Ford, the first district commissioner on the Raleigh County Commission. And last segment, John brought up the point that there will be two new commissioners, regardless of what happens here in November, as both the incumbents were defeated in the primary. And John, that'll obviously create an interesting dynamic for you being the longest tenured commissioner at that point. I think you came on about 2 years ago. How are you preparing for that, I guess, looking ahead to January?
Yeah, well, you know, there were some things that we were kind of discussing and working on that will obviously kind of get placed to the burner right now or put off to the side until we get to, January. I've learned a lot from people that I've served with here over the last 2 years, so I was extremely honored to have the opportunity to serve and to learn and move forward. Raleigh County is in, our entire region, for that matter, is in kind of a unique spot where, obviously some changes and some comprehensive things need to occur. And I think maybe that's part of the voting dynamic here. As I said, I don't know who will ultimately win on November 3rd, but we'll obviously develop some kind of a strategy and foundation as a BOC moving forward, and we'll work from that dynamic.
All right. That's going to be interesting to follow that. And, of course, the Raleigh County Clerk's Office, they're kind of busy right now getting everything set for November. And we've heard a lot about mail-in balloting. As far as you know, from speaking to Rich Vargo, I imagine you're pretty comfortable with mail voting.
I don't have any reason to think that there's going to be any issues there. We went through our normal count and, primary canvassing, and really it was about the same as if you really had used, one of the, booths or one of the electronic machines at any one of the polling places. We were kind of surprised that the numbers were actually a little bit higher at the polling places than we thought. Depending on what happens between now and November, maybe there's a little bit more uncomfortableness of getting out or whatnot, but it does seem like that this may be kind of more of a new wave, one of these new normals, I guess, if you want to call it. There's been discussions of having drop-off ballot boxes and several of those things kind of incorporated into this equation, too. The boxes and getting the money to probably do those things in a couple of spots here won't be a problem, but kind of, there's still that issue with logistics and security that's built into the logistics with that, too, that will have to be discussed and put forth in order to make that plausible as well. But one of the nice things here, I think the clerk's office has done, that not every place does, but when they do mail those ballots, whether it's been the primary or the general election, they send everything to you, pre-packaged, pre-stamped, pre-everything, to make it as simple and streamlined and hopefully as less confusing as possible for those that are using this new style of voting. So I'm comfortable with it, yeah. And I think in large part, everybody through, whether you're an independent or a Democrat or a Republican, seems to be pretty comfortable with it too, because the numbers kind of dictate that.
Yeah. And the whole process, I don't know that I've ever mail balloted myself. I personally prefer to just go to the courthouse and do it in advance, and just avoid the lines or forgetting, because I typically will forget on Tuesday election day. But
everybody has other things going on, life, kids, events, and everything else, and it can just pop up when you'd be like, well, I don't have time to do it, or maybe you live in one of the student-based districts that sometimes gets a little bit miscalculated, and then you find yourself standing in line at a polling place at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, trying to hope that you get in before 7 o'clock. That's happened to me in my youth, I guess. Those are all these things. The advanced voting thing was great. For me, it's very, very convenient, obviously. I take advantage of that. And every time I go in, whether it's a local election, primary election, or general election, whether it's midterm or presidential, there's usually not a line. There's usually more people there willing to help and assist than there are people at any given point in time of the day. So to me, that's still the most comfortable way to go, and that's probably how I will go. But I do understand with the ongoing pandemic and the fears from that and just other things, how, you know, mail-in balloting can be very resourceful and very comforting for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that'll be another interesting thing to watch. And, you know, I almost think we've got that going on. We got the census still being collected. I almost wonder why we don't just combine the two. Just, you know, you go and vote, fill out your census at the same time. Wouldn't that be convenient?
Well, you know, but the thing with the census this year in particular is it's set up very, very easily. It literally takes less than 3 minutes to do. You can get on the website and do it. I think there's a census app that takes you through a direct link. You can do it from there. But if you haven't done it already, it's either you spaced it off or you really just don't want to do it. To me, because it is really just that simple. And it's very necessary. I think a lot of people don't recognize how important census count is, particularly when it comes to federal resources, funding, grants, same thing at the state level. We got to have a good, solid number to know what that is to be able to accomplish those things. And those things go across services, social services, or whether they're governing services that, you know, people have to use, or even infrastructure sometimes. You know, road and bridge projects and other infrastructure, the monies that come from federal and state levels are based off of those numbers sometimes, too. So it really works across the broad spectrum on that. So haven't done that census, I urge you to get on the website, check out the app if you got a smartphone. It's really, it literally takes less than 3 minutes of your time. I mean, and it has a greater lasting impact over the next decade.
And you can vouch for that because you guys operate under a tax lid, so you should know.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it's definitely some interesting times we're living in. I might just kind of close out here because more of on a happy note. As far as this week here with football, what do you have any predictions for a score for this week?
Ooh, you know, watching some of these teams over Saturday, you know, the shortened practice cycle here for the fall has really had an effect on teams. You know, Arkansas State's a good team in the Sun Belt. They've had a week to play. I don't think it's going to be an easy game, but the Cats are the Cats. They'll find a way to win in the end. I think the point spreads about 9-10 points. I think they'll cover it somewhere close to that.
All right. I like it. And then, of course, last year they went, well, the Cats went 8-4?
Eight and five
with the Bull.
Yeah.
You think right around that same record this year, maybe a little bit better?
I'm thinking 7-3-ish. I don't know what kind of a bowl game they get, but, somewhere in that same range. They're building some depth, and they're getting some athletes in. Some of them may not have the experience just yet, but once they do, I think the future looks really, really good for the football program. And, of course, we'll have a whole new south end and a west corridor to drive in and out of. So, you know, it'll be even better for the fans, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, that thing's really coming along nicely. It's nice to see that happening. And, of course, some folks will be out at the stadium this weekend, and we wish them to all stay safe and a good experience out there. John, we're going to let you go. We're going to replay our interview from Julie Gibbs in the next segment, but I want to make sure people get up to date on the COVID information. Thank you so much for being our guest here this morning.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me. Look forward to, December.
Yep, sounds good. We'll see you then.
Okay, take care.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.